School buildings are closed. People are setting aside sports, concerts, and church services. Some are even working from home. Kansans are effectively living under a statewide pause order from the governor. But as Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports, people are struggling with the reality that you can't put a pause on death and the grief that comes with it.
Open the newspaper to the obituaries and you'll read a reflection of our times. Layla L. Anderson, private family graveside services planned. William Clyde Foster Jr., celebration of life at a later date. Or Gene Carlson, the memorial service will be live-streamed. All across Kansas, people are trying to figure out how to grieve for, remember, and celebrate the lives of their loved ones that have died at a time when they aren't allowed to gather in large groups. Michael Webb lost his brother Alan about 2 weeks ago. Having previously planned the funerals for his mother and father, he thought he had a good idea of what to do. But because of the coronavirus, the funeral home told him he'd have to limit the service to just 10 people.
6 pallbearers, yourself, your wife, the minister, and 1 guest. And I thought, that's not the funeral that my brother would want. That's not the funeral that his friends would want.
Webb ultimately decided to delay the funeral and only have a small graveside service. Again, limited to 10 people.
I think Alan deserved a really nice memorial service with where his friends could come and celebrate with him. And we will be planning that. We just don't know when it's going to be.
Max Smith is the executive secretary for the Kansas Board of Mortuary Arts. He says even though funeral homes are exempt from the statewide stay-at-home order, they still want to keep people safe.
It's the unknown factor, and it's the better safe than sorry. And funeral homes sure don't want to have any of their people end up getting this nasty thing and spreading it to others.
He says his agency has received a few calls from families upset or confused by the restrictions.
Change is tough for a lot of us, you know, and not being able to sit down in a chapel and say goodbye to mom or dad or a friend, and that's a tough thing to do.
But even if that service is held later, maybe months later, the delay can prevent people from really grieving. Mary Rush lost her father right at the beginning of the outbreak in Kansas. Because her siblings live outside of the state, including 2 in Europe, it was impossible for them to get together. And phone calls just didn't cut it.
For many people, having a funeral or a memorial service, celebration of life, allows people a chance to collectively find some closure. And that piece is missing for us right now in our experience. And you know, I don't feel the impact of that every day, but it does come, you know, from time to time.
The desire to slow the spread of COVID-19 hinders people who want to comfort those in mourning, too.
This morning, I got a call that one of my parishioners' mother died. I'm unable to go to their home as I typically would. It's very strange to only talk through the phone and to offer sympathy and care.
That's Pastor Jeff Gannon of the Chapel Hill United Methodist Church in Wichita.
When we are unable to have public services, we must become more creative. We must find ways to connect.
For him, that means sending a card or making a phone call, or maybe even simply saying a prayer. But he suggests it's those kinds of things, even if imperfect or incomplete, that can fill grieving people with the hope needed to make it to the other side of a tough situation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, KMUW, High Plains Public Radio, and Kansas Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.